ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for Monday, March 14th, 2011. We'll begin with the invocation by Commissioner Arnold and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Please join me in prayer. O gracious Father, architect of the universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. Dear Lord, I ask a special blessing for those that were impacted by the devastating earthquake and flooding in parts of our world. And we seek your forgiveness of our sins and the strength to avoid future temptation. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin with the items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for IFB for a term contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Mike Barnes Group to provide leadership of the Jefferson County Strategic Government Planning Workshop at a fee of $1,465, which includes all expenses. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement for arbitrage rebate services between Jefferson County and First Southwest Asset Management at a fee rate shown on attachment A, and item D by addendum, which is to consider and approve and execute a contract with the Kansas City Southern Railway for drainage improvements to the South Central Gardens area in the amount of $9,375, which is a reimbursable item under the TDRA disaster grant contracts. Do I have a motion on those items? Second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Question, but you can go on ahead.
What's your question, Commissioner?
The Mike Barnes Group.
Yes, sir.
Pretty much, what would they be doing? Just formulate the plan or?
Actually, he or his representatives, and I think he's willing to do it personally, would come in and facilitate our initial workshop on strategic planning, helping us to establish our mission statement, vision statement, talking about our short and long-term goals and strengths and weaknesses. It's a normal step, I guess, in strategic planning to do this first and foremost, so that whatever you do in your strategic planning, you're always kind of focused on your mission and vision statements. And it's very important that you get those right to start with and you have buy-in from those that are participating.
Who all would be in
there? A couple of weeks ago, we actually approved the committee, the ad hoc committee, and it gave each of the commissioners and the judge a representative or themselves, plus named other department heads or their representatives that would be participating in the strategic planning. And then, you know, anything that the strategic planning committee came up with would be brought back to Commissioner's Court for final approval before it was ever implemented.
The thing I want to do, Commissioner, if I myself.
Sure. Absolutely. I just need to know the names of the representatives or the person who will be participating, so we'll know who to correspond with. And if you decide that you want a public sector person, that you want to appoint somebody, you know, this would be the time to do that. And you yourself can participate, but if you do plan on attending the meeting, we will have to make it through the Open Meetings Act and post the meeting 72 hours in advance.
Wouldn't that be a good idea to do anyway, post a meeting?
Huh? I have no problem with doing it. I mean, everything we're going to be doing is transparent and open to the public.
The only question I had was a couple questions, and Commissioner Senegal asked one of them, but Second one is this here, Commissioner, is this a one-time fee, a one-time service for this guy because of professional service agreement? And
yes,
I don't,
sir.
I want to make sure.
It is only a one-time deal. He is actually, as I understand it, is cutting us a pretty good deal because we're talking 4 to 6 hours plus his travel time and lodging from the other side of Austin where he actually lives. In his credentials that he submitted, which I copied to y'all.
Correct.
He had 4 or 5 different entities that he has actually done this with in Southeast Texas already. The only reason that I was recommending him as a possible candidate that we wouldn't spend a lot of time reinventing and researching information that he's already had opportunity to do from the other areas, other entities that he's worked with. But, I mean, if y'all are not happy or want to, somebody else considered, we can certainly do that.
No, mine was just to find out, was it a one-time fee because I didn't
no, want it's one
to,
time.
I want to make sure that.
It's one time. We've only procured him or are interested in procuring him for just this one-time opportunity. If the committee feels like that he may be needed in the future, it'd be an open, you know, opportunity to go out and do an RFQ for professional services and get somebody else or use him as long as we don't collectively exceed the amount of money, 50,000 for that particular vendor.
That's the part that concerned me and not knowing if there's anybody locally that can do this, and I just want to make sure that I expressed that before we voted on it and kind of hear where we were coming from.
There probably are people that locally could do it. I have been in contact with Energy. I went through the Chamber of Commerce in Beaumont, talked to the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. All of them were very familiar with this gentleman and his work and what he had already done in Southeast Texas, and I got unanimous recommendations from them to use him since he's already done a lot of this, like I said, in this area for other organizations.
I've called several and he is good. My concerns are I do not want to open it up. If it's a one-time fee, one-time fine, I have no problem. But if it is being considered to go down the line for others, I have a concern.
Well, this on the agenda today is for a one-time opportunity.
All right. And anything
and
else would have
anything
to come
else has to come back through court.
Go to court and purchasing with those laws, right? All right.
Exactly.
No problem.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Is that okay with y'all the strategic planning?
While we're on that subject, Mr. Rayo, how is the, I know we're on a short time frame on the Central Gardens drainage project. How are they coming along?
They're starting the borehole now under the highway. We've got to get that back to KCS before we can turn around and go through the railroad. They're also working within the subdivision, doing some replacement of culverts and so forth and redirecting ditches already. So the project's moving. We just can't get to the railroad right now until we get the agreement back to them.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Move on to the agenda items under county commissioners. And we'll table item A on the burn ban. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an order establishing a Lucite International LLC reinvestment zone. Item C is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Judge Larry Thorne to attend the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges Conference in New York in July 24th to 27th of 2011. And I understand from conversations with Mr. Twain earlier that this had previously been budgeted. To have a motion on those two items.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
I have a question, Judge. I want to make sure that we are in, I guess, the second phase of the Lucite proposal to us with the reinvestment zone, but we will get to the third phase and go into a workshop or something to work on this abatement, right?
Yes, sir.
under chapter 312 of the tax code in order to even, for us to consider having an abatement agreement with any potential economic developer in the county, we first have to create a reinvestment zone. Some other counties in the state and cities have run into a lot of problems because they'll just do a blanket designation of a reinvestment zone, say everything south of Interstate 10 or everything south of Highway 73. And the only problem with that is the law provides that if you extend an abatement agreement to someone in such a large zone and somebody else moves into it, that you have to extend it to them on the same terms. We don't want to be placed in that box. We want to be able to negotiate with each industry based on the number of employees, full-time jobs that they create, the amount of the investment, permanent investment that they make. And so we always make our reinvestment zones by meets and bounds descriptions to just include that area. So this is just a preliminary step, and there's going to be many more meetings before we get to the final day.
Okay. Want to make sure.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Moving on to county auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the 252nd District Court to office supplies from proper attorney's fees. And item B, regular county bills, check number 350628 through 350933. I have a motion on those items.
Second.
It moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Is there any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve revised amount to make final offer to purchase property from the William T. and Donna Condo, parcel 24 on LaBelle Road, in the amount of $19,012.50. This property is located in precinct number 4 and is for a planned extension of Front Road over I-10 onto LaBelle Road.
Right, 3C, correct.
Item B is to consider and possibly approve a revised amount to make final offer to purchase property from Linda Z. Neff, parcel 29, LaBelle Road, in the amount of $85,000. That's also property located in precinct 4 for that project. Do I have a motion on those items?
So
moved. Okay. Moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
Commissioner, before we vote, just a question. How much more property are we lacking?
Mr. Engineer, Commissioner Arnold asked about how much more property are we lacking?
We lack two parcels, both from Mr. Judd Adams. Actually, it's one parcel. We've already gone to court on one and put the money up in the court register for that parcel. It's under appeal by the owner. There's still one parcel, which he also owns, that we have not move forward on yet, but looks like condemnation is going to be the next step there as well. And that'll complete everything from 124 all the way around to FM 365.
And this is, and I want to just elaborate just a little farther on. This is a project that would benefit parts of our fastest growing parts of the county, the rural areas, along with the escape evacuation routes and things of that nature. So it's something that we're trying to work with. TxDOT has its problems, but we're still making sure we're in position where if everything work out all right, we can be ready to move on the project.
And I did get back with the district engineer with TxDOT because I thought that the money had already been allocated, and apparently the project's obligated. But the money hasn't come up yet, and he's promised to go back and look for the money to try to do the initial extension, not all the way to Highway 73.
Right. But we have some individuals working solidly for us on this, so we just have to maintain.
Good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously, and we've got addendum A under district attorney's office is to
Consider and possibly approve hiring Mr. Mitch Templeton to provide legal services in connection with the defense of civil litigation in the case of John Franklin versus Jefferson County et al. Have a motion on that item?
Second.
Any discussion on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Is there any comments that any member of the court wishes to make?
Judge, commissioners, if I could, just for information for the public, we're going to have a pre-proposal town hall meeting at Judge Ashawn's office March 17th at 6 p.m. This meeting is to discuss information regarding the leases, answer some questions about the procedures. So I just wanted to kind of make this known for the public that's viewing. But that'll be March 17th, Thursday at 6 p.m. at Judge Ashawn's courtroom, located there at the corner of 365 and 124. Thank you, purchasing. I appreciate everybody working on that and getting this done.
And that's to for the county to lease out tracts of property that were acquired by the county
as a result
under the hazard mitigation buyout program following Hurricane Ike. Anything else?
I'd like to remind everybody that we have a fair that's starting in the city of Beaumont here in a little bit. And everybody come out, enjoy it. Also update the court. We have put forward the process to start the restoring parts of the midway from the crack or holes in the midway there. So it's a plus.
Yes, thank you for the work you're doing out there, Commissioner. Anything else? All right, then we are adjourned. Thank you for coming.